This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode. This one originally aired in 2018, and it concerns an area of technological development that is still in development today: the capture of harmful carbon dioxide pollution to turn into useful fuel.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Svante Arrhenius was a Swedish electrochemist who, in 1895, predicted that man-made carbon dioxide emissions would dramatically transform Earth's climate. You and I live in the future he saw coming. So far, the 21st century has witnessed 17 of the 18 hottest years on record. And just as Arrhenius suspected, the main cause of this warming trend is all the CO2 we keep pumping into the atmosphere. The scale of the problem is jaw-dropping. In the year 2017 alone, human beings unleashed 40.5 billion tons, about 36.8 billion metric tons, of this world-altering greenhouse gas. Much of the blame falls on our transportation infrastructure. Around 20% of global CO2 emissions are made by cars, trucks, airplanes, and other vehicles. Though, just out of saying, when cows and other farm animals burp or fart, they're contributing to climate change too. The methane in livestock's belches and flatulence makes up 39% of all agriculture-related greenhouse gas emissions. But back to carbon dioxide. Wouldn't it be nice if we could pull CO2 out of thin air and incorporate it into a new kind of vehicular fuel that's better for the environment? We may be ready to start doing just that. In June of 2018, the energy research journal Joule published a study led by Harvard professor David Keith. An experimental physicist and public policy expert, Keith founded the company Carbon Engineering in 2009. The organization's mission is to, quote, develop and commercialize technology that captures industrial-scale quantities of CO2 directly from the air. With the help of Bill Gates and other investors, Carbon Engineering was able to open a $9 million direct air capture plant in 2015. Located in Squamish, British Columbia, the facility uses large fans to pull outside air through filters coated with a liquid solution that traps carbon dioxide. Then the captured gas is converted into small pellets of calcium carbonate. Using these pellets, Carbon Engineering has made synthetic gasoline, diesel, and even jet fuel. The advantages of this air-to-fuel process are considerable. Whereas naturally occurring fossil fuels are notoriously finite, these man-made liquids are renewable. And since they're produced with recycled CO2, they don't contribute to mankind's carbon footprint. Plus, our existing vehicles wouldn't need to be modified in any way to start running on these synthetic fuels. Over in Switzerland, there's another carbon capture plant run by Climeworks, a separate company which now sells recycled CO2. But if this technology is going to make a significant dent in our carbon emissions problem, we'll need a lot of new plants. So how cost-effective is that going to be? Last year, MIT engineer Howard Herzog estimated that it would cost an air capture facility $1,000 to generate a single U.S. ton, that's about 0.9 metric tons, of usable carbon dioxide. Keith's new paper begs to differ. According to his calculations, the process costs a more reasonable $94 to $242 per U.S. ton. Keith said in a press statement, "We can confidently say that while air capture is not some magical cheap solution, it is a viable and buildable technology for producing carbon-neutral fuels in the immediate future and for removing carbon in the long run." Today's episode is based on the article, "Carbon Capture to Fuel is Almost Here," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.